Talking music. We at Saavn know one thing for sure, कि म्यूजिक ही एक ऐसी जुबा है जो हम सब समझते हैं. And guess what? Your Kanika Urs is back. So today we are talking music with someone special, someone who believes in music as much as we do. We have in our Saavn studio the lovely, drop dead, gorgeous star of Zubaan, Sara Jane Diaz. Hey Sara, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to Saavn Studio.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Talking Music. Clearly, this musical has 14 songs.
Yes.
Which song has been on your Zubaan?
Music is my art, the one that I'm constantly sort of singing or humming. Actually, no, you know what? It depends on what mood I'm in. Because sometimes I find myself singing Kori Pukar as well.
So can we have you sing that song for us, please?
Yeah, sure. That's one way to start an interview. ये दिन देर से जादुओं के फेर से है नियामत रखे तुझे सलामत रखे तुझे सदा सलामत म्यूजिक इज माय आर्ट म्यूजिक इज माय होम म्यूजिक इज माय आर्ट म्यूजिक इज यू एंड मी अलोन आधी रातों में जुगनू सा जले Music is my music is my music is my art.
Wow. I loved it.
Thank you.
But for me, music is zubaan.
Yeah.
So music is like all-in-one medicine for me.
I can't live without it. I don't know anybody who can. I start my day off like that and it's playing all through the day. I have to constantly listen to something. I listen to a lot of classical music as well. So
all this happens on Saavn app.
Right. Absolutely. Totally on Saavn app.
फिर से है नियामत रखे तुझे सलामत रखे तुझे सदा सलामत म्यूजिक इज माय आर्ट म्यूजिक इज माय आर्ट म्यूजिक इज माय आर्ट Music is my home, music is my heart, music is you and me alone. Aadhi raaton mein jugnu sa chale, music is my, music is my art.
You yourself are a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you tell your filmmakers to make you sing?
Yes. There's this beautiful girl named Rachel Varghese who's beautiful as a human being and she's also a model and she's also a singer. And she sung the songs for me in the film. I'm actually happy that she did them because she's done such an amazing job. And because I'm also a musician, what Ashu and Moses decided to do was to make me sing for the promotions. So what we've done is we formed Zubaan the band. That's how I'm singing as well.
What kind of a person is Ameera and her...
Ameera's this insanely free-spirited, bohemian-natured girl, which is very similar to who I am in real life as well. And she has certain difficulties in her life. Unlike Dilsher, she chooses to use music to heal her. Dilsher, when he first meets her, is really rigid and sort of almost cold in a way because he's just hell-bent on becoming this person that he thinks he can be and should be. Whereas Ameera has gone past that sort of, you know, her faith is strong in like music and in spirituality. While she is beating herself up about something, she still finds her belief in music, which is entirely the contrary to what happens with Dilsher. And it's really beautiful to see what happens between the two of them. I hope you're going to watch and I hope all your Saavn audience also does.
Meri zubaan teri haathon mein hai.
Thank you.
How is Sara in general? Is she laid back? Gets stressed easily? Very lazy, fully charged all the time?
You know, I'm bits of all of those things that you just said. I think it depends on what the day calls for. I was extremely stressed last night because effectively been traveling for about 9 hours. Those kind of situations can be stressful because you're traveling, you're not eating properly, and God knows I love my food. You're not sleeping enough. I couldn't bear the thought of using the loo on the train, so I just didn't drink any water for like 6 hours. Then you wake up and you hear that you're coming to Saavn, then you get all excited. And then I was like, I really want to do this. So I was all excited in the morning and I went and got a little picnic bag.
It's cute though. What's in there?
Water and coffee and a sandwich, and I was so excited with myself.
So how busy are you going to be in the coming days?
In about 2 weeks after the release, I have a 10-day vacation planned in Goa, which I'm going to be a bum.
Cool.
Like I'm going to be lazy and do nothing whatsoever. And then as soon as I come back, it's Lakme Fashion Week, so I go back into full-on mode again.
Sara, As you know, many girls are keen on making it big in the entertainment industry every single day. What has your theory been behind this? Slow and steady wins the race?
If you look at my career, I think it's been slow and steady, and I like it that way. It can be challenging because there can be times when you're doing audition after audition after audition and nothing's working out. I've done thousands of auditions, sometimes 4 or 5 in a day when I first started.
Has anybody from the industry given you any valuable advice ever?
My really good friend Arunoday Singh, who's also an actor, said this to me once. He said, you know, Sarah, it's the ones that stick around that make it. And that is such a simple, beautiful piece of advice. You stick around, you work hard, you find things to do when you're not working to add to your creative sensibilities. And you just live your life and live it to the fullest, you know, every single day. And it's one of my most favorite hashtags is hard work pays off. It may take its own time, but it will always pay off at the end of the day. I think renewing your sensibilities and keeping up with the times, but holding on at the same time to where you come from and holding on to your roots, which I'm going to go back to Zuban, is another very important message of the film. Because Dilsher is the kind of person who's trying to forget where he comes from and what his true calling is. And therein lies this ugliness that sort of takes over. And that can happen to any human being in any walk of life.
True.
It's for all the girls who are sort of aspiring models and actors and things like that. I think don't ever lose hope. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't, because God knows you'll meet a lot of those. And don't ever let anyone discourage you. You do what it is that you think you need to do to make it.
You made your silver screen debut with Naughty Boy, Vishal Krishna.
Yes.
And then got the audiences to raise their eyebrows when you acted in Panja with Gabbar Singh, Pavan Kalyan.
Yeah.
Then you were paired opposite the most coolest characters.
First film actually was with Abhishek, who I met last evening.
Game.
You know, when I think about it right now, I get goosebumps, because I came from being the girl whose arm you see for half a second in some skin commercial somewhere. Literally, you know, when you have your friends and your family going, I saw your hair,
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I've come from there to being told you're doing a film with Abhishek Bachchan. I was like, wow, you know? And then it just sort of took off from there, so to speak. That was in 2009. Zuban is my 9th film.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I'm happy. I'm not doing bad at all.
So how was it to work with this vivacious Vicky?
I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm so happy to have a co-star like him, because he's so cool and he's so chilled out and he's so humble and he's ridiculously hardworking.
Hot too. But how is he on the sets?
Vicky's like a puppy on set.
Aww.
He's like, oh, okay, what are you going to do? Okay, we're ready. Let's go. He's like that every day. And you can tell him to do the same shot like 24 million times and he will give it his all every single time. He's very diligent, very hardworking. I feel safe around him.
That's it? Nothing more?
You know, it's a real pleasure to feel safe around people you're working with.
Anyway, what is that one thing you like about Vicky?
It's something about his eyes, I think. There's that deep sense of being present in the moment when he's in a shot that is irreplaceable. And I think that any good actor has it. Some people take time getting into it, but he's just already there. It's amazing.
That's the inbuilt ability that he has already.
Yeah.
Well, Vicky seems so cool. So you guys want to listen to any cool track from Zuban then? Chalo, play karte hain.
Jab aankhon se paani pedal chal padta hai, jab tune apne साथ रहे जो तू सबासा पड़ता है पर साथ कहाँ है तू पर बात कहाँ है तू कुछ बोल इरादे से या झूठे वादे से या पूरी शिद्दत से या मन मन आधे से सुन ले
How was it to work on this epic girls gang movie, Angry Indian Goddesses?
Oh God, that That movie changed my life. When we shot this film, we stayed together. I mean, there were 7 women. I can't for the life of me figure out how there were no fights. And on the contrary, we were ridiculously supportive of each other. Always had each other's back. Always giving each other very constructive criticism. How is this dress? It's very nice. When actually you're thinking, oh my God, you look hideous in it.
You're such a drama queen. But how was the response all over?
It was amazing. The film was received so well. We just found out that we're opening IFLA. I mean, that's Hollywood, darling. Like, hello. I'm going to pull like a Samuel L. Jackson and be like, Hollywood, baby. I could go on. So you should stop me now.
Okay. Full stop.
Yeah. Okay. I'll stop.
Is there any angry Indian goddess message you would want to sing in Konkani or any other language for all the bad boys out there who don't treat women well?
Oh, wow. That's hardcore. Yeah. Meredith Brooks sang a song. You might have to censor this, but I don't care. I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel the same. I'm your health, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. No, you wouldn't want it any other way.
Okay. Isi mood mein sunte hai ek track. Angry Indian Goddess se. Ready?
पल में समझती है पल में बदलती है तू जिंदगी पल में हंसा कर फिर पल में रुलाती है क्यों जिंदगी रोशनी तू कभी है कभी तू खुशी जिंदगी आंसुओं की लहर क्यों कभी पल में समझती है पल में बदलती है तू जिंदगी पल में हंसा कर फिर पल में रुलाती है क्यों जिंदगी
Are you game for doing a medley of 2 songs which you and Vicky like from Zuba?
So why don't I do a medley of Tu Hai Tera Khuda and Kori Pukar?
Great. Tick.
Tu Hai Tera Khuda, put your hands up in the sky. Jab aankhon se pani pedal chad padta hai. Jab duniya pe ye dil bebaat pe kadta hai. तब साथ रहे जो तू सब आसान पड़ता है पर साथ कहाँ है तू पर बात कहाँ है तू तू है तेरा खुदा put your hands up in the sky
awesome and can you hear the claps over there
imaginary clapping
किताबें छोड़ दे तू रस्ते रस्ते मोड़ दे चुन ले अपना रास्ता कोई जोड़े जो तेरा चश्मा तो फिर से उसको तोड़ दे दुनिया से क्या वास्ता बन जा तू साबुन का सा बुलबुला
jeans have you possessed which has turned you into a beautiful nightingale?
I think I'm wearing Zara. I'm not sure. I'll check.
Not these jeans.
That was a really cheesy joke. I will go stand in the corner and face the wall for a while for cracking that really loser joke. No, you know, I think India's a very musical country. We love our music. We love our dance. And I think that Northeast to like, if you go to even Punjab where we were recently, and if you go down south, it's everywhere. It's undeniable. You can't ignore the fact that there are musicians all over the country. I've been watching a bunch of South Indian movies recently. The compositions are insane.
Awesome, right?
Look at our musicians. Like, look at who we have. I'm not even going to state the obvious. obvious is like the Vishal and Shekhar's and the A.R. Rahman's, but you know, even the new up and coming ones, even the independent musicians, it's truly amazing. It's sad though that at one point in time being a musician wasn't taken very seriously in a house. Like if you went home and said, Papa, mujhe guitarist banna hai, then they'll be like, beta, engineer ban lo. But it's not like that anymore. Being a musician is a fully legitimate career, which is again one of the messages in Zuban.
Any future assessment that you would want to do on music?
I think there will come a point in time where our inner voices will shine. And I think being an Indian, I'm very proud to say that we've always had a very bright, musical and a very cultured voice. And I think that I'm a product of all of that. Now you know why I became the Miss India. Because of these gyan that I can give.
Yeah, these skills.
Because of these skills. No, but I mean it. I'm not just like giving gyan. Yeah.
We know. We trust you. I heard from somewhere that apparently the director Moses fell in love with Dilsher when he saw him first. Is it true? Did that happen with Ameera's character as well?
From the extras to everybody, I was the first person to be cast on the film, and then I waited for my Dilsher to show up. But it's absolutely true. In fact, it's really interesting because when Vicky came into the audition, I think Moses must have auditioned about 300 boys already. And when Vicky gave his audition, he could not believe how perfect he was that he made him audition 6 days in a row after that, every day.
Really?
So much so that he made him do all the tough scenes in the film, and Vicky jokes about it now and says, "Yaar, isne to puri film hi kara di mujhse."
By the way, did you fall in love with Dilsher?
I was told ki ma'am, office pe shoot chal rahi hai, hum photo shoot kar rahe hai, aap aa jao, Vicky ke saath photo shoot hai na. Vicky kaun, kahan se? I didn't know anything. Didn't know he was Shyam Kaushal's son, didn't know, you know, Masaan was not even in the picture then. So wahan pe khada tha Dilsher in his Sardar outfit. Firstly, wow, who is this beautiful thing? Because we were supposed to be slightly awkward around each other, which we were, because I was busy checking him out. And thus were born Dilsher and Ameera.
So Dilsher was the one for everyone?
Yes, from the very first time that I met Vicky, and from the very first time that Moses auditioned him, everybody knew that this was the boy.
The sparks were there everywhere.
Yeah.
On Savan's Talking Music, we have a ritual of playing a rapid-fire round. So I have named it Apne Zuban Pe Round, where it could be a promise from your end or that one thing which is on the tip of your tongue. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Which is that one hangout place where you find best of the best performers?
Blue Frog.
Just be aware, because all your fans might stalk you there.
That's okay.
If not shooting, what are the unusual things Sara loves to do?
I like walking around Bandra. And I like buying vegetables.
Organic farming, doing dishes, traveling.
I mean, I do dishes as well. I travel as well. But I mean, I don't really have that much free time these days. But I like buying my own kitchen supplies.
Savan listeners ko kya zuban dena chahoge aap?
Main Savan listeners ko ye kehna chahti hun ki pehle to aapko zuban dekhni chahiye 4 March ko. Aur dusri baat ki zuban dekhne ke baad aapko apne sapno ko sach karne ki inspiration zarur milegi.
What would be your pick for favorite movie based on a musician?
Ooh. It just won Whiplash.
Who, according to you, is the best all-rounder in the industry? It has to be one old and one new.
Mr. Bachchan and now Ranveer.
You mean Ranveer Singh?
Wow, I should tell Ranveer I drew that comparison.
But don't forget to tell about me as well. Anyway, if you were to play a musician in a biopic, which lucky musician would that be?
Oh, wow. Well, I would need to sort of resemble them in some way whatsoever. Aretha Franklin. Nina Simone. I can't choose. Don't make me choose. Okay, fine. Nina
okay,
Simone.
You can.
No, Nina Simone. Yes, I've just... Etta James. See, I can just go on.
Yeah,
Nina
go
Simone.
On.
No, I pick Nina Simone.
Sara has zeroed in on her choice. But I would want to dedicate a song of Nina Simone's for all you guys. I hope you cherish this.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Coming back to the role that you play in Zuban, did you study or observe any musical musicians? or any form of music?
I actually did study. I did a pro vocal course at the True School of Music, and we went through the whole Western music history. We went right back from sort of classical days, moving into blues, jazz, rock and roll, da-da-da-da-da-da. So everyone from like Buddy Holly to Karen Carpenter to even people like Beyonce, etc.
Okay, so what kind of voice were you looking for, Amira?
I think for Zuban, what I wanted to achieve was a light, airy sort of vibe, because that's who Amira is, and I generally sing in a very low, bassy register, and I had no idea how to get that. So I think I was referencing a lot of Nazia Hassan mixed with like Daft Punk inspiration, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
After so many references and studying, in one liner, if you had to say what you learned, what would that be?
For all the people who are singers will know, just trying to learn how to go from your chest to your head voice. I had no idea how to do that.
Come on, you are a singer, Sarah. You're such a liar.
I could do it, but I had to be more conscious of learning how to do it. Because I don't have a pretty girl voice, but Amira does. So that's what we were trying to achieve.
What was the last song you heard on Savan?
Music is My Art is the last song that I was listening to.
You listen to it every day, like on loop mode.
No, I do listen to it every day on loop mode. I listen to Music is My Art and Ajisanu actually. I find Ajisanu very inspirational.
Sarah, would you want to share what are the projects that you're currently working on?
I've just shot a film called Viceroy House with Gurindra Chadha, which is this epic film about the partition of the country, which I'm very looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've signed another film called Ratcatcher, which is due to start filming soon. There are a couple of other things that I can't really discuss right now.
Don't discuss, but you can message me anytime. I was kidding. But tell me, how is it being on Savan's Talking Music?
Oh my God, this is so much fun. I love being in here. And usually when I'm in a booth, I turn all the lights off, but then you just get really creeped out. So
we could try that.
No, let's not. The listeners would be like, what the heck are they up to? But really, when I'm in a booth, I can't sing with lights on. So
Even me.
Yeah, I can't. You sing as well.
I do.
So why aren't you singing us something? Sing me your rendition of Music is My Art.
You didn't hear me sing?
When?
Music is Zuban.
That's singing. See? Ha! Ha! That's like not even 4 bars. I've had a really nice time doing this interview. It's felt intimate and it's felt honest. And thank you very much. I could talk about music forever. So please have me back here again.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for tuning in, guys. That's all for today. Hum zuban dete hai ki we'll soon be back on Talking Music with your favorite stars. Till then, Sarah's favorite songs are right here on Savan. To Savan chalao, music barsao.
Talking music. Talking music.